The psychology of first impressions, and how to win them. We've all heard the saying that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. This adage has persisted for generations because it contains a fundamental truth about human psychology: our brains are wired to make rapid judgments about others. These split-second assessments can determine the trajectory of relationships, career opportunities, and social interactions for years to come. Research shows that first impressions form within milliseconds of meeting someone new, and once formed, they can be remarkably difficult to change. In today's fast-paced world, where connections are made and broken quickly, understanding the science behind first impressions has never been more crucial. Whether you're walking into a job interview, meeting potential clients, or even going on a first date, those initial moments carry tremendous weight. This article delves into the fascinating psychological mechanisms that drive first impressions and provides evidence-based strategies to ensure you make the right impact when it matters most. The science behind first impressions. First impressions aren't just social niceties, they're deeply rooted in our evolutionary past. Our ancestors needed to make quick judgments about whether strangers were friends or foes, as mistaking a threat for an ally could prove fatal. Today, our brains still rely on these ancient neural pathways, processing a remarkable amount of information within the first few seconds of an encounter. When we meet someone new, our brains engage in what psychologists call thin slicing, the ability to make accurate inferences about others based on brief exposures to their behavior. This process happens largely at an unconscious level and involves analyzing everything from facial expressions and posture to vocal tone and attire. Functional MRI studies have shown that the amygdala, the brain's emotional processing center, activates within milliseconds of seeing a new face, triggering an immediate emotional response that colors our perception. These rapid assessments typically focus on two critical dimensions: trustworthiness and competence. We instinctively evaluate whether someone seems reliable and honest, trustworthiness, and whether they appear capable and intelligent, competence. These judgments happen so quickly that they precede conscious thought, which explains why first impressions often feel like intuition rather than reasoned analysis. Why first impressions matter across contexts. The power of first impressions extends far beyond social pleasantries. They can significantly impact our personal and professional lives in ways we might not fully appreciate. In business settings, research has consistently shown that initial impressions significantly influence hiring decisions, negotiations, and business relationships. Studies indicate that interviewers often make up their minds about candidates within the first few minutes of an interview, with the remainder of the conversation merely confirming their initial judgment. Similarly, sales professionals know that establishing trust and credibility in the first moments of client interaction can make or break a potential deal. In leadership roles, when a new leader steps into a role, their team's first impressions can determine future dynamics and effectiveness. Leaders who establish themselves as both competent and warm from the outset tend to earn respect and loyalty more quickly. Conversely, negative first impressions can create resistance that undermines a leader's influence, regardless of their actual capabilities. In social contexts, our social circles and relationships are profoundly shaped by first impressions. Research in social psychology demonstrates that people generally prefer interacting with those who created positive first impressions, giving these individuals more opportunities to demonstrate their positive qualities. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle where positive first impressions lead to more positive interactions. The key elements that shape first impressions. Understanding what drives first impressions gives us the power to manage them more effectively. While no single factor determines how others perceive us initially, several elements consistently emerge as crucial. Visual appearance, like it or not, our physical appearance significantly impacts first impressions. This includes not just our physical features but also our clothing choices, grooming habits, and overall presentation. Studies show that well-dressed individuals are generally perceived as more competent, confident, and successful. However, appropriate attire varies by context. What works in a creative startup may be inappropriate in a conservative financial institution. Body language. Our nonverbal cues often speak louder than words during first encounters. Powerful body language signals can make you appear more magnetic and approachable. Maintaining good posture, making appropriate eye contact, and offering a firm handshake all contribute to positive impressions. Conversely, crossed arms, hunched posture, or fidgeting can signal discomfort, defensiveness, or insecurity. Vocal qualities. The way we speak conveys considerable information about our confidence, education, and emotional state. Research shows that individuals who speak at a moderate pace with appropriate volume and clear articulation are typically perceived as more competent and trustworthy. Vocal fillers like and can undermine perceived competence, while vocal variety, changing pace and pitch, increases engagement and perceived charisma. Presence, beyond specific behaviors, there's an intangible quality of presence that significantly impacts first impressions. Developing a powerful presence can make you instantly respected in new interactions. This involves being fully engaged in the moment, demonstrating genuine interest in others, and projecting quiet confidence. Psychological biases that influence first impressions. Our judgments of others are influenced by numerous cognitive biases that operate below our conscious awareness. Understanding these biases can help us both manage the impressions we make and become more aware of how we evaluate others. The halo effect. This well-documented phenomenon occurs when one positive trait creates a favorable impression that extends to other, unrelated characteristics. For example, attractive people are often perceived as more intelligent, competent, and moral even when there's no logical connection between appearance and these other qualities. Confirmation bias. Once we form an initial impression, we tend to seek information that confirms our judgment while overlooking contradictory evidence. This explains why first impressions can be so persistent. We literally filter subsequent information to support our initial assessment. Similarity bias. Humans naturally favor those who seem similar to themselves. We tend to form more positive impressions of people who share our values, backgrounds, interests, or even physical characteristics. This unconscious preference for similarity can influence everything from hiring decisions to friendship formation. Primacy effect. Information encountered early in an interaction carries disproportionate weight in our overall impression. The primacy effect explains why those crucial first moments have such lasting impact on how we're perceived. Initial information frames how all subsequent information is interpreted. Practical techniques to win first impressions. Armed with an understanding of the psychology behind first impressions, we can develop strategies to make more favorable initial connections. Here are evidence-based techniques that can help you win positive first impressions. Prepare mentally. Before important meetings or interactions, take time to center yourself. Research shows that brief mindfulness practices can reduce anxiety and increase presence. Visualize a successful interaction and affirm your confidence. This mental preparation helps reduce stress signals that others might interpret negatively. Prioritize warmth first, competence second. While both traits are important, psychological research suggests that establishing warmth should precede demonstrations of competence. When we sense someone is warm, friendly, trustworthy, we're more receptive to their ideas and abilities. Making people feel genuinely valued, even with a single thoughtful sentence, can dramatically improve their perception of you. Master the art of conversation. Meaningful conversation creates connection, but many people struggle with initial interactions. Simple conversation techniques can dramatically increase your likability in first meetings. Ask open-ended questions that demonstrate genuine interest, practice active listening, and find appropriate ways to reveal shared experiences or values. Manage your digital first impression. In today's connected world, many first impressions occur online before in-person meetings. Audit your digital presence, including social media profiles, email communication, and video call setups, to ensure consistency with the impression you want to create. Professional photos, thoughtful comments, and proper digital etiquette are increasingly important components of first impressions. Leverage the power of authentic smiling. A genuine smile is one of the most powerful tools for creating positive first impressions. Research consistently shows that authentic smiles, which involve both the mouth and eyes, increase perceptions of trustworthiness, competence, and approachability. The key is authenticity. Forced smiles can backfire by triggering suspicion. Dress strategically. Your attire should reflect both the context and the impression you aim to create. Research on enclothed cognition demonstrates that clothing choices affect not only how others perceive us but how we behave and perform. Dress slightly better than what's expected in your context, but not so differently that you appear out of place. The impact of cultural differences on first impressions. What constitutes a positive first impression varies significantly across cultures. Being aware of these differences is increasingly important in our globalized world. In many Western cultures, direct eye contact, a firm handshake, and individual achievement are valued in first interactions. By contrast, in many East Asian cultures, modesty, group harmony, and more subtle nonverbal communication may be more appropriate. Similarly, conversational norms differ widely. In some cultures, getting straight to business is appreciated, while in others, building personal rapport must precede any business discussion. The timing of self-disclosure also varies culturally. In some societies, sharing personal information early establishes trust, while in others, such disclosures are reserved for established relationships. Understanding cultural communication patterns can help you navigate these differences and avoid unintended negative impressions. Before important cross-cultural meetings, research appropriate greetings, conversational topics, physical proximity norms, and business etiquette for the specific culture. When in doubt, observe those around you and adapt accordingly. Demonstrating cultural sensitivity itself creates a positive impression in diverse contexts. Recovering from negative first impressions. Despite our best efforts, sometimes first impressions don't go as planned. The good news is that while challenging, negative first impressions can be overcome. Acknowledge without over-explaining. If you recognize that you've made a poor first impression, brief acknowledgement can be effective. For example, "I don't think I presented my ideas clearly earlier. May I try again?" Avoid lengthy explanations or excuses, which often reinforce the negative impression. Provide counter-evidence consistently. Psychologists note that impressions change when we encounter clear, consistent evidence that contradicts our initial judgment. A single positive interaction may not overcome a negative impression, but a pattern of positive behaviors eventually can. Patience and consistency are key. Leverage third-party endorsements. We're more likely to revise our impressions when others we trust speak positively about someone. If possible, enlist mutual connections who can highlight your positive qualities to help reshape perceptions. Create new contexts. Meeting in a different setting can sometimes help reset impressions. If your first interaction was in a stressful or formal environment, a more relaxed setting might allow for a more authentic connection. The ethics of managing first impressions. As we become more skilled at managing the impressions we create, ethical questions naturally arise. There's an important distinction between putting your best foot forward and manipulation. Ethical impression management involves authentic self-presentation that emphasizes your genuine strengths and values. It means being your best self, not pretending to be someone else entirely. In contrast, creating false impressions through deception ultimately undermines trust when the truth inevitably emerges. Experts recommend focusing on alignment between your authentic self and how you present, developing genuine qualities rather than merely managing perceptions. This approach creates sustainable positive impressions that don't require exhausting maintenance. Conclusion. First impressions represent the fascinating intersection of evolutionary psychology, social dynamics, and personal development. While they form rapidly and often unconsciously, we can significantly influence how others initially perceive us by understanding the underlying psychological mechanisms at work. The most effective approach combines science-based techniques with authentic self-presentation. By managing the key elements that shape impressions' appearance, body language, conversation skills, and presence while remaining true to your values and personality, you can create positive connections that open doors personally and professionally. Remember that making positive first impressions is not about manipulating others but about effectively communicating your genuine qualities in those crucial initial moments. With practice and awareness, you can ensure that first impressions become a consistent asset rather than a source of anxiety or missed opportunities. In a world where connections often begin and end quickly, mastering the psychology of first impressions isn't just a social skill, it's a crucial component of personal and professional success. By implementing the strategies outlined in this article, you can approach new interactions with confidence, knowing you have the tools to make those vital first moments count.